On Your Best Behavior, The Fundamentals of Etiquette. Lecture 2, Dating Etiquette.
The topic of this lecture is dating etiquette, which really gets to the heart of social etiquette, which is the foundation upon which everyday etiquette is built. And as you may be aware, the distinction between social etiquette and business etiquette was probably most clearly defined during the Middle Ages by the medieval knights, who had their rules of chivalry and their rules of war were the origins in part of business etiquette, and their rules of love, or more specifically courtly love, were the origins of social etiquette. And courtly love, these rules codified a traditional reverence for women. Reverence earned not because they were the so-called fair sex, that's a myth, but it was reverence because in many societies up until that time, especially nomadic societies and many early civilizations, women were essentially equals. In some, they named spiritual and political leaders, especially some of the nomadic nations and tribes. They tended crops, they carried possessions, and it was not uncommon for a man to move into the woman's home. In fact, the most notable and significant, perhaps, certainly the most well-known example of this is the Shoshone named Sacagawea. And Sacagawea was a female who accompanied Lewis and Clark on their exploration of the Louisiana Purchase. And she was instrumental to their success during that exploration. She helped guide them through the native territories that she was familiar with. She helped interpret with the many natives that they came in contact with, and she helped keep them safe because the tribes or the nations that they came in contact with knew that this was not a war party because they were traveling with a woman. And she even saved Lewis and Clark's journals when they fell into a river. She actually went into the river, pulled them out, preserving the records that they had been making, and in honor of her bravery, they named that river the Sacagawea River. So instead, this reverence was based on maternity, and societies tended to be matrilineal, because the reality was, and this was true until the late 20th century, when a child was born, only one parent was truly known, and that was very obvious because that child...